Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell, and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
Create
responses, the emotions out of people. That's why they like torture and famine, because it's hunger and death. It's negative emotions, and that's what they feed off of. It's food to them. Not the humans, but the Satanists, the reptilians, the fallen angels operating behind the scenes. They feed off of energies. And so they create them. And this is how they do it. Rituals, sacrifices, wars, death, mayhem, destruction. Their two big days this week are Sunday and Monday, because Sunday is the sacrifice day leading up to Monday, Beltane. And so this Sunday there's going to be a lot of human sacrifices taking place. You know, they're all going to be meeting in their My labs and their castles and their mansions and sacrificing humans. I'm not talking about a handful, folks. I'm talking about thousands. We're not talking about, you know, Hollywood where they show a coven of 13 people. This is when they meet, it's hundreds, even thousands, and it's worldwide. And so our big days this week are today, Wednesday, Friday, and Sabbath day on Saturday. Because if you're waiting for particular events to happen, like we are, I am, those who follow me are, these are the days to keep an eye on. Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. So interesting that immediately after our days comes their two biggest days of the year. And I've always talked about two events that are coming. And the two events that are coming is the departure of the first group of the bride that's leaving, and the arrival of their ascended masters that are coming to Earth to take over as the eighth regime and final regime on Earth. And so these two huge events are coming. And they're going to be back-to-back. They're going to be just back-to-back events. That's the way I've always seen it in the Bible codes. And then in all these years since I started doing Bible codes in 2001, it hasn't changed. It hasn't changed. They're going to be back-to-back events. Am I calling dates out? Am I saying it's going to be this week? I'm not calling dates. I'm just saying, hey, these are days to watch for, because we know crunch time is coming. And throughout the year, there's many watch days, and they come and they go. And they come and they go. But at least it gives us something to watch for. You know, their hype date this year is September 23rd. It's everywhere. Not just in their music and commercials and false flags. It's in the constellations in the sky. It's in planetary alignments. Nothing good is going to come out of that. That is not one of our dates. That is one of theirs. That is one of their dates. Something for the Satanists to enjoy, not us. You know, I was asking the Father, why are they meeting in the White House? Because, you know, people might think, oh, they're having a working lunch or something because the budget's due Monday. But you know what? They work on the budget. They know whether they're going to pass it or fail it long before they even went on a recess. I mean, it's not something you wait to the last minute and decide a trillion dollar budget for the country. It's not something you wait 4 days before to do to know if you have one or not, if it's going to be passed or not. It's something that's worked out way ahead of time. And most of these pseudo-humans in Congress don't even have control of it anyway. Everything is scripted behind the scenes by the controllers. The only thing we have to wait is to see what the controller's decision was. They control everything behind the scenes, folks. That's why when the Patriot Act passed, nobody read it. When the Obama bill passed, nobody read it. Nobody reads these bills. Because the controllers put them on the table and say, pass it. The end. And they pass it. Who are the controllers? The Lucifer's people. They've been controlling behind the scenes for years. The faces of the controllers, like you have the money man, which is Rothschild. He's like the money man. He's the face of money. Because all the central banks own and controlled by him. All that money is not his. He gets a fraction of it. Lucifer's people. When Father created the Garden of Eden and had created Adam and Lilith and then Adam and Eve, and Lucifer was portaling down here to Earth and was corrupting, first he corrupted Eve, then he corrupted it, or first he corrupted Lilith, then he corrupted Eve. His people that were with him, who we now call Dracos, because it's the winged reptilians that have the most power because they were the original ones that fell with him. They were building a city in Sumeria in ancient day, what we call Rag. One of the first cities ever built. And it was a very high-tech city. It wasn't bricks and mortar and what they want you to think it is. Because they're so far above us because they have angel technology. They were fallen angels, so they have that technology that took with them when they fell. And they've always sat in the background controlling humans like pawns on a string. They've always been in control of world governments. And one of the master playmasters has been Germain, who they call Saint Germain. He's tall, he's a redhead guy. He usually hides out over in Europe. You'll see all this Germain stuff over there. It's in regards to him. They know him as the man who never sleeps. He's lived for centuries. That's all they know about him. He's lived for centuries and he never sleeps. And he's played various characters throughout the ages. He has been the architect, designer of this whole New World Order. And that's why you see his G in the masonry compass. Compass and square. You see that G? Everyone thinks it stands for God. I can become a God. I don't know any Satanist that goes around saying that or actually believing that. So I think all that stuff is just drummed up to feed the Christians to harp on. Because it's the ascended masters who think they're gods. I don't know any Satanists that think they are. They know they're slime bags. Their consciences eat them rotten to where they don't have them anymore. Because the one thing they can never get rid of is doom. Knowing they're going to hell when they die. It eats at them every day of their existence. They know they're going to hell when they die. So how much of their life can they really enjoy when you have this nagging fear hanging over your head all the time? Rockefeller knew he was going to hell when he died. He embraced it, but he could never quite prepare. prepare for it. He couldn't get it off of his mind. They all have that nagging fear. What's hell really like? I hope it's not as bad as the Bible says it is or people say it is. It's worse than people say it is. It's worse than what the Bible says. How can words, you know, describe something? It describes something. It can't give you the actual feelings, smells, and effects. You can read those, but to experience those is something totally different. So masonry is all about germane. It's all about tall graves. Tall graves are the ones, the alien fallen angel faction behind the eighth regime that's coming in. And they will work alongside the reptilians. They always have. They're cousins. They've always worked together. But now they get to be the ones in charge. You know, the reptilians are the evil ones. They're the ones with the bloodlust. They're the ones who like to rape and kill and eat human flesh. I'm not saying the tall graves don't. They like to eat human flesh too, but they don't rape. They don't rape, I don't think, like the reptilians do. They're not. I think they're as bloodlusty as they are. But they are. I mean, I don't want to minimize them either. They're both evil. They're both evil. I sit here, and it's been quiet. It's been eerily quiet. Notice that? There's so much going on behind the scenes, and it's quiet. Now, at the White House, I was getting back to that because all the rhinos are at the White House with Trump. Rhinos and dinos. They're actually getting briefed on space. They're actually getting a briefing on what's going on in space because there's a lot going on in space. There's heavenly planets here that they're having a fit about. The Nibiru system coming in, that's going to cause much destruction. And so they're getting briefed on that. I don't know if they're going to break out the rituals, although they almost always do when they all get together. But I've already taken care of that. I've asked the Father to sabotage any and all rituals that they plan to do today. Sabotage them every which way. The angels always have fun when you ask for that one. Cause they can hide stuff. They can hide their daggers. They can turn off the electricity. They can blow out candles. They can cause all kinds of mayhem. Wait till we see what we do for Sunday and Monday. We're going to sabotage everything. See, I wrote this article years ago. War Against the Wicked, Taking It Back for Yah. And Yah is Hebrew for God. People say, I don't like Yah. I don't like that name. Well, it's just Hebrew for God. And I describe how they live off negative and evil energies and what we can do to fight against it. Because, you know, we're not going to stop them from meeting and being Satanists and sacrificing and killing humans. They have their schedule. I have it at the bottom of this article. I have their calendar dates throughout the year. What we can do is pray against them, spiritual warfare prayers. And we could take Yeah, today is Human Sacrifice Day. No wonder they're all meeting at the White House. Oh, I pray that that gets all sabotaged. Because any full or new moon in any month is a Human Sacrifice Day. And today is a new moon? So, they'll be sacrificing. I just pray that that's all sabotaged. Everybody knows what they're doing. They're at the White House sacrificing a human. Give me a break. But in this letter, I describe how we can combat the evil and wicked things they do. Because you can take, let me see this. You can ask the Father to take all the energy that they're producing through their evil rituals and sacrifices, to release portals and gateways over the earth for his angels to use as they please. Ask him to place warrior angels around the portals to guard them from being overtaken by Satan and his forces. You can ask Father to take the energy and close Satan's portals and gateways that they open up with these CERN devices all over the world, and close their access to Earth for his minions to abduct, harm, and torment the people on Earth. That's why they want to open them, to bring in aliens to harm people on Earth. You can ask them to take all the energy they're building up to crash Satan's UFOs, to destroy their starships, and all their homes and habitations that hover in our atmosphere over the earth, or even in their homes and cities under the earth. I'm going to ask them to take all this evil, negative energy that they're building, to take it and convert it to positive energy and use any way he wants. For those they want to curse, ask them to take the energy to bless those people instead. So we take all their energies away that they're building and establishing, because we have more power than them. A child of God has more power in their toenail than the most powerful Satanist on earth. So take their power away, folks. Ask the Father to take all the energy that wicked one is producing and convert it to use for himself. All those they want to harm, to all that harm be turned into blessings. There's things we can do as a bride instead of sitting here putting up with their crap all the time, folks. They're wicked. That's what they do. We're not going to stop them from being wicked. But what we can do is take the usefulness away from it. Because the whole reason they're wicked is to build up energies. So we could take all the energies they produce away from them and ask the Father to use it as he pleases. And when you have hundreds and even thousands of Christians and believers, his people, asking for the same things, even if it was just one, he would act. But imagine the power if thousands were doing it. Because it means you're awake and aware of what's going on, and you're doing something about it. You know, the Father asks, who will stand up for me against the wicked? I will. Most of those who listen to this show would. Stand up against the wicked. This is how we do it. We take their power away. Not all just about Oregon. You know, we've got a huge spiritual warfare dimension to deal with too, folks. So this Sunday, April 30th, their big human sacrifice day. Today is a human sacrifice day because it's a new moon. Or full moon, or whatever you want to say. I have it somewhere. Let me look. Today is the first of four supermoons of 2017. It's a new supermoon today. Actually defined as a new or full moon. So this is a huge sacrifice day, folks. For all of them. So let's just band together as one, in agreement, and ask that the Father destroys and sabotages all their gatherings today, and that he takes all the energy they produce to use for himself. Two events to keep an eye on, folks. The departure of the Father's first group of bride and the arrival of Maitreya. I'm waiting for the arrival. I don't know if the whole group is going to arrive together at one time or if Maitreya, the I-Man, the 12th Mahdi, whatever, will just arrive on his own first and then the rest will follow him later. I've always assumed that would be the case, and so could be that he would just arrive by himself at first and the rest will follow him later. And I don't mean a whole huge time later, maybe a day or two. I don't know. I could tell you I see in the codes that he will arrive. I don't know if their whole group does or not with him. I know they do with Sananda. When Sananda's here, they're all together en masse. But Maitreya fulfills the Islam prophecies. And so he'll be catering to the Muslims in the Middle East. When Sananda comes, he'll be catering to the Christians in the West. You know, they have their plans. They have to cater to everybody. And Eve will come catering to the Catholics to play Mary. It really is such a demonic-filled religion. The Bible says to stay away from idols. They pray to them. They flaunt them all over their churches. They even took that commandment out of their Ten Commandments. The Catholics' Ten Commandments don't match Moses's because they took that one out about worshiping idols. Erecting images, because that's all they do. It's everywhere. I have a feeling this Friday, this Saturday, Sunday, Monday, this whole weekend is just huge. It's just a lot of stuff going on. I have a show on Friday at noon, and I'll be back there at noon because Father's telling me, or the lady's telling me I got 90 seconds to go, so I will be back Friday. Hopefully I'll hear some good stories by then about all of our warfare sabotaging we accomplished today on our big sacrifice day. Be back Friday, folks. Till then, yeah, bless.